On Midwest Week, a recap of this year's John Deere Classic. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Tom Johnston, sports writer and golf editor for the Dispatch and Argus. So, Tom, tell us about the winner, Michael Kim. How long has he been on the tour, and has he won any tournaments before this one?
Well, he had not won any tournaments. He was our 22nd first-time winner of a John Deere Classic event. He is in that vaunted class of 2011, so he's a 25-year-old, his first win. And we'll see what happens from here on out. We've had some guys take victories in the Quad Cities and run with them and become tour stars. And I've got a sneaking suspicion that Michael could be on that same path.
So he's young, but not quite an overnight sensation?
It's his first victory. He came in, 161st on the FedEx Cup standings, which, you know, doesn't mean much when you're in that. At that level, at that ranking, and left 56th. So, you know, it could be a life-changing victory for him. Obviously, the victory gives him a 2-year exemption on tour, so he's got his tour card for the rest of this year and 2 more years. Invites into major tournaments, including the Masters. So this was a life-changing event for him, and we'll see how he handles the success.
And didn't he end up with one of the best scores ever?
He did. He set a tournament record, broke Steve Stricker's 26 under par. He finished 27 under. So he made it look a whole lot easier than it really is out there.
And so how did he achieve that? I mean, is it just he had 4 good days in a row, or is there something we can actually identify?
He had 4 good days in a row. I think it was just to win on the tour is not easy. Mm-hmm. So a lot of things have to align. He's been working with a new coach and working on some different things with his game, and we'll see. Maybe it was just a matter of this being his time, but he sure made it look easy putting away a good field a couple weeks ago.
And what about last year's winner, Bryson DeChambeau? How did he end up?
Well, Bryson didn't end up very well. He ended up withdrawing from the tournament on Thursday with a shoulder injury. He hurt his shoulder on, I would guess you would have to call it an ill-advised shot attempt from thick rough. And he tried to play through it, and it didn't work. And he ended up withdrawing on Thursday, leaving town to go get treatment out in Denver with some of his own medical people. Flew back in over the weekend and then was on the charter for the British on that Sunday night. So he ended up making the cut at the British, so hopefully he's okay. And there's another guy, just like Michael Kim, first win here last year. He has taken that and really turned into one of the top players on tour, potentially a Ryder Cup team member this fall. So he got his big break there and has taken advantage of it.
Okay, now there are some other past champions that played this year. Let me see, Zach Johnson, Steve Stricker, there may have been some others. How did they end up?
Well, they didn't do really well on Thursday and Friday. Both Stricker and Zach made the cut. Then they played really well on the weekend and had some decent enough finishes for them. You know, they weren't in, obviously, nobody else was in contention for the title either with Michael Kim doing what he was doing, but they were back in the pack a little bit, but played well on the weekend.
Played respectably. Anyway.
Played respectably at the end, yeah.
And didn't I see that Zach Johnson did rather well at the British the following week?
He did for 3 rounds and then kind of had some struggles on Sunday and fell back, but Francesco Molinari, who was one of 4 guys to tie for second here, took the charter over to Scotland and walked away with the British Open titles. So that's the second time in 4 years that a contender here has been on the charter and then won the British Open the week after playing in the Quad Cities.
Who was the previous one?
Zach Johnson in 2015.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, there's been this preconceived notion out on tour and with the national pundits that you can't play in the Quad Cities and contend in the British the next week. Well, guess what? They're kind of blowing that one, that thought right out of the water.
Now, there was rain during the tournament, at least on Friday and Saturday this year. Did it cause many problems or just more of an irritation than anything?
I think it was probably just more of an irritation. Of course, Superintendent Alex Studeman and his staff have that down to a science with all the help they have out there during tournament week. So they were able to get the course very playable, in great condition. And it delayed the 36-hole cut from Friday. They weren't able to finish on Friday evening. So I think it was 27 guys had to come back on Saturday morning, or were scheduled to come back. Not all of them did, and finished that third round, and then they finished the second round, and then played the third round on Saturday, and we got done on time.
Now, Tom, you've covered this tournament going back quite some time. I think, has it changed much in all those years?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, aside from some name changes now.
I mean, yeah, well, the venue, Deer Run, has elevated this tournament into a different stratosphere on tour. Guys enjoy coming here and playing this course. It's still, you know, it's the only small market event left on the tour right now, which makes it pretty unique. But the folks with the John Deere Classic and Deere and Company have embraced that date and really make it work for them. They do a lot of special things for the players that week. They've got a big dig where they throw a picnic for players and their families and let them go out to a John Deere test site and play on the equipment. And actually, you know, get to drive bulldozers and backhoes and things like that. And the guys love it. It's just, it makes for a totally different atmosphere, a different feel for the week for these guys, and a real family-friendly event, and most of them really appreciate that.
And my guess is that the charter to the British Open has helped a bit, too?
Charter to the British has helped, obviously, yes. I think this year there were only 16 players who had qualified, including Michael Kim, which is a little bit low. Usually it's in the 20s somewhere, but the guys love that. And even Molinari is a great example. He lives in London. He was in London the week before the John Deere Classic, flew himself over to the Quad Cities to play here, and then jumped on the charter and flew back to Scotland. So, you know, the international travel, he didn't think much about it because he's so used to it. And it obviously didn't affect his golf game very much. Yeah. He's continued to be the hottest golfer on tour in the last month. So, you know, the charter is here to stay. And like I said, that's one of the things that the John Deere Classic does that really separates them from the other events, the other 47 events on tour.
Now, how about Deere & Company? How much longer is it committed, and do you think it will continue being title sponsor for some time?
Signed right now through the 2023 event. Okay. So we've got a few years left on this contract, and it's too hard to say. Who knows what's going to happen with the farm implement and construction equipment industry. I sure hope it continues. It's a great event. Last year, over $12 million into the Quad City economy through the Birdies for Charity program. I'm figuring at least another $10 million, which puts them up over $100 million since Deere took over sponsorship. And I would have to think that they like the arrangement well enough to keep it going.